Area 54. Elevator music from hell.
Area 54.
Still
Swine is coming straight from the heart. Bop, bop,
bop. I never give up, I never give up, never give up. Oh no, never give up, never give up.
I'm on a
never give up. Oh no, I never give up, I never give up, never give up. Oh no, never give up, never give up.
I'm on a
never give up. Oh no.
Unconditional, she love me forever like the great God above me. Come on, love, love, love. Unconditional, she love me forever like the great God above. Love, unconditional, she love me forever like the great God above me. Come on, love, love, love. Unconditional, she love me forever like the great God above.
She taught us not to steal, she said to never kill. She raised us up to do Jaja will. For just to pay the bills, refused to eat so her kids could have a meal. She taught us to be men so we can cope and deal in this Babylon world, and now we are made of steel. And every time I wake up, I have to give thanks and pray for another day. And Jah Jah say,
I never give up,
never,
I never give up,
never,
never give up.
Ooh,
oh no,
ooh,
never give up,
never,
never give up.
Never.
I'm on a never give up.
Tim and Mike, Area 54 with you. That was Eric Hilton, Own Half a Thievery Corporation, off of his album The Impossible Silence, played a song called Trust a Thief. And CI before that, kind of got the theme going here. Songs called Never Give Up, it's off their album Knowledge Shine Bright. CI does a lot of vocals for Thievery Corporation. Star Effer did a track called Budapest. It's featuring Shy Boys. It's off the album Future Past Life. And then one from Yumi Zuma played a song called South Park. It's off of Truth or Consequences. Avalanches before that. Said we were going to play another song by those guys. This song's called The Divide Chord. It's featuring MGMT and Johnny Marr in the song. And so the new album's called We Will Always Love You. There's pretty good, interesting collaboration. At least the names are. It's kind of cool. Avalanches, you know, they must have spent a lot of time making this. That's a lot of collaboration.
Yeah, 20 years.
20 years.
I don't know. It's been forever since they've done anything.
Yeah. Oh. Start off the whole
Maybe
set
one song
salt.
A year.
The song's called Strong. It's off the album Rise. What were you saying, Mike? Sorry.
Maybe the one song a year. It definitely sounds like everybody, like, they have all these guest vocalists. I wonder if everybody just was in their studio during quarantine and was sending in, like, vocal tracks. Johnny Marr did his little guitar lick, send it in.
And then they just build a song around it? That might be easy
for
them.
Yeah, I would think so at this point. I mean, not all these guys went down to Australia to go put one song together.
Yeah.
They have different guest vocalists for every song, it seems like. It's pretty cool. I mean, I think everybody's happy to see these guys back. And, you know, sound hasn't changed, so it definitely is their sound, like Bendel is their sound. You're not going to be surprised, but there's some pretty cool tracks on there. Some of them are okay, but, you know, I mean, you're going to have 25 songs on an album, you're going to have some crappy songs.
Yeah.
I mean, even the Beatles put out crappy songs. So.
Yeah, 25 is a high mark to be able to get it all right.
But speaking of not putting crappy songs on an album, that's Star Effer, right? This new album, Future Past Life, is really good. Strong song. Definitely my favorite is Oregon band right now.
Yeah. Well, I wonder how many songs it took to put together this album. I mean, they probably did 25 songs to get this album right.
Ooh, albums. Star Effer?
Yeah.
There's not that many songs on this album.
That's my point.
You're not gonna put 25 songs on there. You're gonna discard some, I guess. Well, that's and then you put them in a closet somewhere in your studio in 1995, and then you pull it out 25 years later and release it like Thiever or Kruger Dorfmeister did.
Yeah, that's right.
And you wonder why those songs were never put on an album.
Yeah.
Well, we will be playing some Kruger Dorfmeister later, just to play something off that album for you guys. We have to.
We're obliged. It's an obligation.
We used to play a lot of K&D in the early days.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't an obligation. That was good music.
Yeah, back then it was, yeah. Speaking of good music, we got Cut Copy. They've got, like, this new album out called Freeze Melt. Well, it came out earlier this year. It's just mellow, chill stuff from these guys, but really good. It's like, you know, everybody likes their upbeat stuff, but if you go back to some of their chill, I've been actually listening to some of the early stuff from 20 years ago from these guys, and they were putting out some good music back in the day, and they're still going strong on this Freeze Melt. It's more of a, you know, just, I don't know, how many BPM slower is it? Like 30 or 40 per song now,
yeah,
compared to what we're used to from these guys? Just a nice mellow sound, a little chill wave from these guys. Anyway, the song we're going to play for you guys is called Like Breaking Glasses. Listen to it.